meeting to order. Thank you all for your patience. We are going to start with today's attendance, and the attendance question is, how do you deal with the unexpected? How do you deal with the unexpected?
Senator Clark?
He's here.
Senator Robinson? Senator Wicklund?
Do we want to go back to Senator Clark?
We'll go back to him at the end.
Okay, right. I am definitely a planner, so it's hard for me when the unexpected comes up sometimes. So first I react emotionally, like, oh my gosh, it's raining and I didn't bring my raincoat and everything was awful, and then I think of a rational plan. I do.
Senator Asgard?
I'm not a planner, so, you know, when the problem comes, we solve it. Like, you know how we did that right now? We have somebody to help us. We do it the same thing again.
Senator Anderson?
I guess I just go with the flow.
Senator Fonder?
Expect the unexpected.
Senator Kalani?
Kalyani. Yeah, I don't plan either. I'm very impulsive, so I just let it happen.
Senator Shugel? Senator Beersba?
I like to plan everything, so I usually just get like a lot of anxiety and just roll and see what happens.
Senator Allen?
I'm the weird person who really likes when the unexpected happens, because I just go with the flow and I think it makes for a funny story.
Senator Hagianis?
Just go with the flow.
Senator Concepcion?
Just keep going.
Senator Pham? Senator Young?
Plan B is plan A with raincoats.
Senator Lane?
I grin and bear it.
Senator Steinwand?
Ask for help if you need it.
Senator Swanson? Myself? I don't know. Director Pham?
One step at a time.
Finance Director Keeley?
If I wasn't organized, I'd get organized as quickly as possible.
Ombudsperson O'Neill?
Kind of go with it.
Parliamentarian Edholm?
Embrace it.
Chair Nguyen?
I just go with the flow.
The other Chair Nguyen?
If it's a good thing, then feel lucky. If it's a bad thing, then take a breath and then fix the consequences.
Chair Mir?
Put on a fresh pair of Nikes and just do it.
Chair Harbeck?
Laugh about it.
Chair Anderson?
I'm a very decisive individual, so I will react and be unapologetic for it.
International Center Representative Sayom?
Go with the flow.
Controller Arshad?
Suit up and fight it head on.
Co-President Svensson?
I deal with it using the same mindset I use to get through organic chemistry, which is first you cry and then you solve the problem.
Co-President Nagabriano?
When is not a priority, I will ignore it. I'm going to just find it friendly. Let's talk to you. That call is complete. Attendance is full. Next item on the agenda, approval of the minutes from last Monday. Are there any objections to minutes? Objections to minutes? Objections? 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 Seeing none. Next item on the agenda is community comment. Anyone for community comment? Community comment? Community comment? Community comment? Seeing none, we'll move to appointments. And after appointment is from Ethics Committee, I'm going to ask Chair O'Neill, Ombudsperson O'Neill, excuse me, to introduce the appointees.
First one or one at a time?
One at a time.
First, let's do Senator Clark. Or should we do the student at large first?
However you
Senator Clark.
last year and was a good worker, thoughtful person, and I think will be a good member of ethics committee this year. Do you want to speak?
Do we have to, are we voting? Do we have to vote for us?
So we typically just vote to approve the appointment, and so as a body of senate, so that way we have you talk about yourself, why you want to be on ethics or on finance committee, and then the senate can ask any questions to you, and after that we excuse you from, we ask you to leave the room, we discuss, vote on whether or not to approve the appointment.
Okay, well, I'll say something. Hi everyone, I'm Oakley Clark. I was on ethics last year. I applied again to be on this year because I thought it was a committee that I really enjoyed, but it's also a really important committee. It's important for us to follow our rules and our bylaws, of which I am pretty fluent in all of our rules. I was part of the committee as we proposed bylaw changes in the wake of last year's election, so I also have experience with updating the bylaws. Something I'm hoping that ethics does this year is continuing the process to modernize our bylaws and make sure that they actively reflect what we do in Senate. So, please vote for me.
Any questions for Senator Clark? Seeing none, I'll ask Senator Clark to
I'm just going to say that Oakley has been involved in Senate for a few years now. He's been on ethics committee before. He has a knowledge of the bylaws already, so he already has experience working with this and working on ethics. So I think that it would make, I think that the appointment makes sense. I yield.
Discussion. Seeing none, we're going to move to the vote. Those who are in favor of the nomination, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions. With that, the nominee is approved.
Senator Wicklund, I enjoyed reading her application. She's very thoughtful, has experience with ethics, and demonstrated a great level of interest in joining the committee and taking action right away. So I think this would be a good appointment for the committee.
Yep, that's pretty much me. I am the senior representative. I was in Senate my first year, so I have experience with Senate from there as well, but I do have capacity working with ethics in DLC. I was parliamentarian to the Diversity Leadership Council last fall, semester before I was abroad, and also kind of acted in the capacity of an ethics chair because they did not have an ethics chair position at the time. And I applied to be on ethics committee just because I enjoyed kind of considering those ethical questions, and I also really like technical writing. So I'm willing to contribute in that way.
Any questions for Senator Wicklund? Questions?
Senator Wicklund is in one of my political science classes, and it looks like she knows what she's doing. So I think that would be a good, she'll be a good fit to the ethics.
More discussion?
From my memory of her being on Senate our first year here, she's very good with discussing and looking at things from different perspectives, which is always important to have on the ethics committee. So I think that it is a logical choice. I yield.
Any more discussion?
on your confirmative vote. Those who are in favor of the nomination say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Doubt the nominee is approved.
The last appointment is for student at large, and that's me, and that's Emmett Haberman back there. He was on ethics with me last year. He's been on student temp for 3 years. He's a philosophy major, a very thoughtful person, and I think would be a great asset to the committee as he assisted us in making the bylaw changes last year and knows the constitution bylaws very well.
Yeah, it's actually been 2 years, but that was a mistake that I actually made. Yeah, I've been on the Senate for 2 years. I was served on the ethics last year. I was actually the speaker of the Senate last year, so that's how I got acquainted with the ethics committee. I know the laws, bylaws at least pretty well because I helped write a big chunk of them. I guess a fun fact is my favorite ethicist is A.J. Ayer. Any questions? No.
I highly recommend Emmett Haberman as the student at large. Last year, after our ombudsperson resigned, he kind of took over. He kind of filled in that position when we didn't have someone in that position during a really tough time, and he did a really, really good job. So I think he would do a fantastic job as a student at large. I yield.
Like the other members that have been approved, he has knowledge of our bylaws, how Student Senate runs, and I think that he would be a great asset to the Ethics Committee, so I think it makes sense. I yield.
Any more discussion on nominee? Discussion? So now let's move to the vote. Those in favor of the nomination say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Session. That the nominee is
individually or by a lump sum of everyone? I'll do the senators and the students at large.
Can we do students at large first, that they can leave?
Yeah. All right, so for the students at large, I'm nominating Olivia Ward and Kaisten Zierke. Knowing both of them, Olivia was on the finance committee the past 3 years, has great knowledge of the bylaws, and knowing Kaisten personally, he's an incredibly hard worker, and I think he'd be a great fit for the committee. I guess I kind of introduced him already, but.
Can I ask a question really quick? How do you spell your name, Kaisten?
KYSTEN.
Thank you so much.
So, any questions?
Who wants to talk? Oh, yeah. Well, so I did football for 3 years. I decided to stop that, so this is my last year. I'm a senior. So I kind of wanted to face another challenge, and I know that finance is kind of a difficult but fun opportunity to take. I wanted to meet new people and just gain more knowledge that would help me with my career someday. I'm doing international management, so finance and, say, investments too will kind of be my main focus. That's basically.
Hi, like Jack said, I'm Olivia. Also, like he said, I've been on the finance committee for 3 years now, twice already as a student at large, and last year I was on Senate.
I'm looking forward to hopefully doing it again.
Good. Any questions for the students at large? Questions? Seeing none, I'll ask them to step up. Now, all kinds of open discussions, so I'll talk.
Yeah, Olivia's basically the finance queen. So I'm in love with her. Kaisten seems like, I mean, he's a senior and he is a business major, so seems like a very good fit. I'm supporting both of them. I encourage you all to do the same. I yield.
I have a question. Can we just like get Olivia to be a senator again?
Express
interest? Like if she's a student at large and then says that sure she'll do Senate, is that it?
I've already talked to her about her interest in Student Senate being offered this year. She is taking the GRE, and so as far as time commitment, that was why she didn't apply this year. So I already kind of saw what her involvement was for this year, and so we're happy to have her on in any capacity, and I think this is a manageable capacity for her this year.
I know.
Yeah. No, I know Olivia from Greeters, and she's an extremely hard worker and very effective in responding to stressful situations, but I think it's really important on the finance committee. I yield.
Speak up though.
As everybody else mentioned, Olivia, you know, she's so nice. She was in Senate for the last 3 years, I think. She'll be a good fit. And as far as the other guy is concerned, I think if Jack knows what he's doing, so I think we should approve him. And another thing, Solveig, Miss Co-President. Olivia just said that if she'll be interested if there's a position available. Just saying.
Okay.
IG.
Any more discussion on the nominations? Stand down.
Can I ask a question? What is a student at large?
Yeah.
So, on the Committee on Finance and Ethics, we have seven of those committees.
Mm-hmm.
We also have need a student voice that can be like impartial in terms of they're not part of this body. They have like an outside perspective, they don't see what happened in this room every single Monday. So we need those perspectives to kind of balance what happened in the committee. So, any more discussion on the nominees? Discussion? Seeing no one is going to vote, those approving the nominees say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? The nominees are approved. Can you put them in?
Senators are Ashley Allen, Sam Ponder, Jessica Lang, and Carl Eric Young. They all had exceptional applications, and they all showed their interest in the Finance Committee and why they want to be on there. And we think that they're going to be a good part of that. So, yeah.
My name is Ashley Allen. I want to be on the Finance Committee because I'm a hopeful business major, whether that be finance, economics, management. And I have an interest in finance that I didn't get to explore in high school, and that's why I'm looking forward for some more practical applications of it, just to learn from those, my peers who know more than.
Jessica Lang. I have had an interest in finance since a young age, and though I'm not pursuing it, I wish to learn and to serve that way.
I'm Sam. I'm a biochem major, and I play baseball, and I don't really know a whole lot about finance. I was the treasurer of my National Honor Society in high school, so I did a little bit of work there. But other than that, Jack and Rafi seem like pretty smart guys, and I think I could probably learn a lot about finance on the committee and bring a unique perspective. So that's why I'd like to be a part of the committee.
Any questions for the meetings? Questions? Seeing none.
They all seem great. It's also a big asset that they're all first years, because that will help Zach down the road a lot, especially with something like finance. I support them all. I yield.
Yeah. Ashley's actually my greenie, and she is one of the most motivated people I've ever met, honestly. And that manifests itself by she's always the one to respond to our group chat and come to the events I put on. So I really appreciate that. But also, she shows a lot of initiative. I've learned over knowing her so far, just asking about like clubs on campus and how she can get involved. So I think she'd be a great fit for the committee. I yield.
Just a note, Senator Young is actually a sophomore as far as years go, so he was here last year, and just knowing him last year, he is very dedicated, and he puts in an effort to the organizations that he joins, and he makes sure to show up and be present in everything he does. So I think that that is a very important part of being on finance at a young.
Member. It doesn't matter like what department they're from, if you know them or whatnot, and you just have a conversation. It can be anywhere from like 10 to 20 minutes to like an hour. It's whatever you want to devote to it. But it's really great feedback for us to hear like what the faculty thinks we're doing and what they're hearing from us. So please do those. I want them back to me by November 20th, but that doesn't mean you need to wait till then to do it. So I'm just giving you plenty of time to try to plan in for it. And then I need to have them back by November 20th. And if not, I'm going to be very upset. But that's okay. But it's not okay. So please keep that in mind. Also, I feel like I've gotten a lot of emails about tabling. So I hope that that is clear with everyone. Also, these, if you get any of these, they come to me. And then like that yellow stuff, when you're done on Mondays, you can just bring here and I'll bring them down to the office. So that's cool. And if you have any more questions, please come and talk to me. I get a lot of emails, so I apologize if I don't respond to them. And also, there's something about someone accidentally deleting someone's name or something, if that happens, like just be cool with it, just add your name, and like there's three people that day, that's okay, that happens. So I hope that was cool and cleared that up. Also, if you don't have a placard, which I hope everyone here does, come and see me. And reminder that you need to be signed up for two committees, and if you're not, you need to sign up for two committees. I'm done.
Any questions for them? You're good. Questions?
I yield this week in business.
Would you recap on what the faculty reports are and how we can go about them?
So is this a piece of paper you're going to print? have, and then you're going to go up to a faculty member and be like, can I have a discussion with you? And then you'll just write down, like, whatever they talk about, and then you turn it into me.
For
you, only love you, but you
will do this for us. Cabinet, if you're inspired to do one, you want to say no.
I don't.
It's optional.
Yeah, I don't want to do one.
I would love to do one.
I was gonna say we can arrange that.
Any more questions of the admin director? Questions. Seeing none, the next update comes from the Captain Housing.
So for both of the charge, I emailed some residential life and physical plan last week. Both of them get back to me saying that they're working on it. So I anticipate that I will get the response, which means the detailed budget and cost estimation this week.
Charges you had that you are following up on right now?
So air conditioning for all dorms except apartment. I talked to Restlife about that, and for feminine hygiene products, open free access campus wide. I talked to physical plans.
Thank you.
Any more questions for the health and housing chair? Questions? Seeing none. For committee updates. Next item on the agenda is all business, and I will give the floor to the director and the controller for data in the continency.
Yes, so Jonas picked an awful time to be out of the country for a week, so we have a meeting with her on Wednesday, and we will discuss the contingency and as far as allocations go of last year and get an exact number to you all.
Any more items for all business? All business. Seeing none, we move to new business. So first item of new business to send for elections. So we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. Co-President and I and Advisor Jonas about how in the fall we don't have enough time for people to learn about the election, the running for Senate. That's why we rush into election, the involvement will happen after the due date for the Senate applications. And we thought of we can postpone the elections 1 week later, but do it in a way that doesn't obstruct the finances of organization that needs funding, like for media or other finances that they need for the events. And we are bringing this to the floor today to have a discussion on it, and hopefully someone make a motion about how we want to proceed about that. And yes, if somebody can help us do like all the language for future elections. What we do today will impact all the elections to come, unless anything is changed. With that, I'll come to the discussion.
Personally, I think it would be very beneficial to move the elections back 1 week. It gives the first years a chance to get to know the people that will be representing them and make a better, more informed decision. It allows us to table at the involvement fair to get more people to apply for each position, generate more interest, and just gives the person who is in charge of running the elections more time to get everything in order, because right now it's kind of like right when you get there you have to do it. So I recommend that some senator charges the ethics committee to draft new bylaws. I yield.
I think when we're confronting this proposal, I think it's a great idea. I think it's something we should do. I think something we'll also have to keep in mind is maybe while we're editing the bylaws, we might as well edit it to make it so that finance can be a little bit more functional before Senate is there, so that we can still do the process, because then it doesn't matter how long we push the senators back. But I think that's something that needs to be done so that groups can still engage with finance, maybe not have a full budget, but like have a proposal, so that when the first meeting comes that they can hit the ground running. So with that, I charge ethics to provide a draft for bylaw edits that pertain to pushing back the fall election date and potentially changing finance. We're looking into it.
In a second.
I think this is a great charge, just looking into it. I think we should. We have no reason not to support it. With that, I yield.
Discussion on the motion. Discussion.
So I just have a question for the co-chairs, because you did mention something about having finance committee be functional. Did you have an idea of how that might work if we're pushing back the election date?
Well, technically our bylaws state just that the finance committee before it's formed is our director and our controller. So technically we have a functioning, we had to deal with this when we had the multi-faith center come in with their proposal at our first meeting. We had to look into whether or not we technically had a finance committee that could vote on something. And we found that because we do have a controller and a chair, we have a formed committee until the rest of the finance committee is appointed. So technically we can operate on that. That being said, there is the consideration of the fact that it's only two people who are unelected members of the Senate who are serving in that purpose. So there is something to consider in that area, but that would be any sort of thing to go along with that. And any sort of budget after that would still need to be approved by the Senate. Our bylaws do say that budgets are approved, mid-year budgets are approved by the Senate. So it would have to be not pushed back too far as far as the election goes.
Thank you, Ayu.
Sylvia explained it. So what we did for the Multi-Faith Lodge, Rafa and I looked over the budget and approved it, and that was completely legal to do under the bylaws. This would delay the forming of the finance committee. Instead of 2 weeks after the first full Senate meeting, if the first full Senate meeting is then a week later, then it'd be three. It just delays it another week as far as committees formed. So as long as everyone's okay with the finance chair and the controller having the say over the budgets before the committee is formed, because the deadline for the committee has to be 13 days after the first full Senate meeting. I yield.
Again, this is just this charge is just to, for ethics committee to look into it, and there'll be a lot of discussion about what will be going on. I think that the good thing is that even if it is pushed back a week, which I think is immensely beneficial, I think educating and actually getting people in Senate is really important, and telling students about what's going on, it gives us more time to get students at large. But if it is just the controller and the finance chair, at the end of the day, the Senate still has to approve it, and I think that's still a really important note. And it's not like we're going to have a million budgets at the end of the year anyways. How I think it's going to go is it's just going to clarify that that's the situation, because this has been every year we have to look back and see how does this go, is this constitutional, and I think it would just clarify the language with regard to that. But with that, I yield.
So in the bylaws itself, it also says that the committee should be formed 13 days after the first Senate meeting, and I am hoping that one senator can friendly that it can reduce down to a week so that we can get the finance committee up and running even sooner. A year.
I'll friendly that. That we'll look into reducing that time span as well.
Discussion on the motion.
to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions. The charge is approved. Any more items for the new business? We move back to discussion.
Body explore more options than just delaying it a week. I don't think I'm a huge fan of that. Something that a majority of other schools that are in the MAPSIS conference with us do is they actually hold all their elections, reserve the freshman elections in the spring. So after we all have our housing assignments, in theory, we could hold elections then. Just a thought. Oh, I know.
I church health and housing to look into. Oh shoot, are we not in new business? Oh. Oh, okay. Well, I yield. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Now I charge health and housing to look into getting needle deposit boxes in the dorm buildings and to bring back reports of the findings within 2 weeks. Actually do the thing.
Second.
Okay, just a little bit of context. Someone when we were tabling, I thought this was really important, came up to us and she has a medical condition which requires injections. And I'm sure that other students face that also, and I believe the only places where there are like needle deposit boxes are in like academic buildings, and so just she thought it would just be better for everyone's hygiene that and just accessibility that that would be possible to have in the dorm buildings, and I think that is a very appropriate request. I yield.
So the person that came up to Oakley is a friend of mine. I know her, and I was talking to her yesterday about the problem and how she said that she has to go to back every time she has to get rid of the needle, and that like it would be really helpful if there's some way that can be done. And I told her that you can come to the Senate and talk about it, and we'll look into it. So let's make this work. I yield.
I'm a person on campus who uses needles for medication, and I didn't think about this because like mine sends me a hazard box that I can just use in my room, but it would be so much easier if I could just deposit it on campus in my dorm, like instead of having to send this hazard box back and forth. So I'm super in favor of this. This is a great idea. I yield. Yes.
This is just a comment. Please look into all the dorms, but this is specifically for complex.
Yeah.
The students discussed it, so, but please look into all of them. I yield.
Yeah, I think that this is a very logical charge, including the fact that if needles need to be disposed of, there's also the fact that our wonderful custodial staff who might be working with the trash cans or anything that is hazardous material at that point, and then it's a biohazard even for those custodians. So we want to keep everyone safe, and it is a simple solution to this that should be done and would make the lives of both the staff here at our college and also the students here more comfortable.
I would be interested in exploring the option of Res Life considering paying for this, just because it is a health need. So I would specifically be interested in possibly doing a friendly amendment to ask Res Life if it would be in our budget at all. I yield.
Yeah, I'll friendly that to specifically look at Res Life. I intended in the initial charge that you would be talking to Res Life, and this is more so their responsibility than ours.
So today it's raining, and some people have rain jackets, and it really is awful when you have a raincoat to have to put it on your chair when you're in class, or like in Senate. Here, I have mine on my chair. But usually they'll like drip water everywhere. And I've talked to a few of my constituents about this just over my time at Gustavus, grumbling about it. There's a lot of mixed feelings. But I would be interested in talking about getting some coat racks in like academic buildings, so there's more places to put your coat other than your chair. So I motion to charge student and academic affairs with this.
Second.
Good. I think I stated my case there. So I yield.
I'm on the fence of this because I don't know if students would actually use them, which is problematic because we don't have like a culture in which people use coat hangers. I guess you have to get coat hangers for people to get into the culture of using them. But I know like other schools do it, like St. Olaf, and like a lot of other schools have racks for literally like everything, like their backpacks, skateboards, coats. Just like here, we just don't do that. Also, it doesn't really rain that much, but I'm on the fence. I yield.
Yeah, one complication with this is that theft is a big thing here on this campus, especially in one, having coat racks. I don't know if you can specify where they'd be, like in the classrooms or just in the buildings, but I know that would be a huge concern for a lot of students. I don't know if they would personally feel comfortable leaving their coat like outside of the classroom or just out of their line of sight. I yield.
I think there are a lot of coat hanger things in back. I don't know about other buildings, but in fact, we have that facility that we will pass in back. Are you?
To the point of it not raining a lot in the winter, it snows quite frequently here. I don't know if you're familiar. We're close here a lot. So they could potentially get used through the winter months as well, not just on rainy days, because more to the point of convenience rather than water dripping. But yeah, I think
any more discussion on the charge? Discussion. Seeing none, we move to the vote. Those in favor of the charge say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions?
Division.
Don't call division. So those
in
favor of the vote.
Okay, no division.
division.
Business, right?
lot of my Muslim fellows came up to me and they had this problem that, I don't know if you guys noticed this, there's this thing called bobsley in the cat. Last year, it just had beef, like that was the only meat involved in bobsley. And a lot of people liked it, but this year they had just one more addition, that's pork. Everything is just the same, just that the one addition thing is pork. So they were thinking, I can make a move. Yeah. So I would like to charge health and housing if they could do something, if they could talk to the CAF people.
A second?
To me, yeah. That's the, because Muslims cannot eat pork and that's the only thing that's added to it. But last year everything was the same, so I don't think there should be a problem of not having pork again. Right.
Yeah, I want to suggest just making a change to the charge to just explore more halal foods in general, not just this certain dish. I think that's a big thing that's not represented in our CAF right now. And I would highly suggest the Senator to make that change. How do
you I advocate that we just stay on this one charge for right now, and then in the future we make another charge so that we can actually address this single problem right now, and then more future bigger charges we do separately. But regarding this, there's no reason, pork's not even that good. There's no reason why this should, I mean, that we should have an added ingredient that alienates parts of our student body from eating something from the calf. God knows we need more options in the calf. And with that, I'm in full support. I yield.
I just wanted to say, also in support of this charge, it's not fair just to alienate a group of people with like one ingredient when you're just changing the recipe. I yield.
Any discussion on the charge? Discussion? Seeing no one to vote, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Motion passes. Speaker Oscar, the floor was yours.
Aye.
Thank you. Any more items on new business? New business? New business? New business? We move to announcements.
So the Gassiers Inner Faith Lodge is having their annual Sukkot event. Sukkot is a Jewish holiday. It's like a harvest festival. It's a really fun holiday. You build a sukkah, you decorate it, and then you eat meals in it and do cool things. So basically on Wednesday at noon, which is the lunch break during the bell, we're going to build the sukkah and decorate it. It's going to be right outside, right across the campus center. It's like a big square tent. And then on Friday at 5 p.m., we're going to have a celebration. So we're going to have, like, go through some traditions, sing some songs, say some prayers, just have, like, community fellowship time. You're all invited. It's a good opportunity to learn about a faith that's different than yours, that I yield.
Go ahead,
Spencer.
All
right, I've got a couple of things. I want to thank you to our senators that are located by the doors that have been so nicely helping us grab our appointees today. We really do appreciate it because it's helped this meeting flow smoothly. Another thing is that I want to encourage all senators to try and speak on matters. If there's ever a discussion or if there's ever questions or anything, it really does help, even if you're just saying, yay, I think that they're cool. I mean, anything that you have to say, as long as we're getting something down on the records that we can look back on it, it's very important. And on those terms also, technically, each person is only allowed to speak three times during a set charge. They can speak again three times if they move into an amendment or something. But if we have only three senators who are speaking about something, and they use up their three times, but we aren't done with the discussion, then we just end up not fully discussing our charges, which we are here to represent the student body, so we want to make sure that we have a thorough discussion on most of our charges and stuff. And don't feel like you're gonna sound stupid. I promise you, we all are here to listen, and we are all going to value what you have to say because your voice is the voice of your constituents. And lastly, all I have is that women's rugby
is playing a game on Sunday at 1 p.m. against Moorhead. We've had a great season so far. This is our last game before we would advance into playoffs. So if we win, we go into playoffs for nationals, which is pretty cool because we're a club sport. And so if you have nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon and you want to stroll over to the rugby pitch, come on over. And with that, I yield.
Just have to give a shout out to Senator Conception and Senator Sugar. He's not here today, but happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
do we want to do that first? unless happy news, the flu is going around campus right now. And we are a group of people that spend time together in an enclosed space. So everyone, stay healthy, take care of yourselves, drink plenty of water, don't get too wet in the rain. Without you.
I'm sorry, I completely forgot the huge thing that's happening on campus. Go to Nobel!
Yeah.
Nobel is super cool. It's kind of like the Super Bowl of the science world at Gustavus. So that's my way of describing it. It's a really cool topic. It involves multiple disciplines, and it talks about reproductive rights, it talks about looking at it from a justice standpoint, ethics, it talks about the science behind it, so it takes into account all different majors. So it's super cool, and it's one of a kind, and you should go, or at least listen on your laptop, because no other schools have this, and it's a really cool thing, so support this. Okay, yeah, I yield.
Anyone else? Announcements?
Glad to be a big partner.
What?
Glad to be a big partner.